Just a few days back, Shannon Sharpe was on top of the world. He had one of the most lucrative sports talk show jobs on TV. He also had a successful podcast show with his co-host. And on top of all of this, he was on fire off the momentum of his Shay Shay interview show. Everything was going great for Sharpe, as there was talks of a possible deal in the works worth a staggering $100 million. By all accounts, it looks like Shannon was on route to a massive level up. But right before he can cash in and make it to the next level, suddenly, everything came crashing down. Now he's facing his own Diddy situation, and things aren't looking good for the NFL legend, as he is being accused of doing the unthinkable. But what if this is more than just an accusation, and Shannon Sharpe is being publicly humiliated as some sort of industry hazing, with all this being a part of his price to make it to the next level? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Shannon Sharpe situation. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know, I just released a new episode of my new Patreon exclusive weekly show. There are many topics each week that I want to cover but can't due to YouTube's guidelines or the topics being too short for a full video. So I decided I will put these topics all into one video where I can give my opinion on them without YouTube censorship. In this new episode that I released, we spoke about three different topics. The first topic is about a woman who tried taking out her own parents because of her hatred for Jesus on Easter. The second topic we talked about is the mysterious death of one of Epstein's victims. Lastly, we cover a pastor connected to Trump who's exposed for child S crimes. If you're one of my members, make sure you check this video out. If you're not a member, consider joining. It's only $3 a month. Not only will you be further supporting the channel, but you will also get access to my new weekly show and over 45 exclusive Patreon videos. You can find the link to my Patreon in the description of this video. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Right now, Shannon Sharpe is standing at the crossroads. He reached the pinnacle of his media career this year after having a great 2024. He started 2024 with the video that changed his entire YouTube career, dropping a massively successful interview with Cat Williams that now has over 89 million views on YouTube. At the same time he was killing it on YouTube, he was killing it on ESPN as a co-host on the sports talk show First Take. Shannon Sharpe was rapidly growing in the media space, and it appeared he was going to be the next massive voice. All of this led to just a few weeks back when allegedly he was set to sign a deal worth $100 million. This was it. This was the forever life-changing moment for Shannon and his media empire. Right as he was going to enter a whole new level of money and power, things took a sharp turn for the worse. Out of nowhere, a 22-year-old woman came out and accused Sharpe of the unthinkable, claiming that Uncle Shay Shay R-worded her on two separate occasions. A woman who has now been identified as Gabriela Zuniga filed this lawsuit earlier this month, accusing Sharpe of misconduct and requesting a $50 million payout. The 22-year-old claims to have met Shannon when she was only 19 years old at a gym back in 2023. She claimed that Shannon approached her and invited her back to his home. She alleges that she accepted the invitation, and when she got to his home, Shannon allegedly led her to his bedroom where they instantly began hooking up. From here on, they began a romantic relationship that lasted almost 2 years, ending after Shannon exposed himself on live hooking up with a woman. Allegedly, this is when Gabriela took issues with Shannon. Gabriela claims Sharpe became violent over the course of the relationship, even threatening to take her out during one incident, and recorded their intimate relationships without her consent. The woman would eventually release evidence depicting Sharpe's inappropriate behavior, conversations in which Sharpe is heard threatening to choke her in public. Now, Shannon's lawyer came out and responded first to the allegations before Sharpe had a chance. He admitted that Shannon was offering Gabriela $10 million to settle and keep quiet about the allegations, but Gabriela refused to accept this offer and instead decided to sue him for $50 million. The lawyer and Shannon Sharpe are calling this a cash grab and an extortion attempt.
His lawyer, and he's been sued with vicious lies that are contained in the lawsuit filed by this Mr. Busby. And we're going to be suing her as a counterclaim, and we will prove she's lying.
This is rather strange, since the lawyer already admitted that Sharpe offered her $10 million to keep quiet, which in my opinion could be seen as an admission of guilt. Something that's extremely interesting about all of this is the fact that she chose the lawyer Tony Busby. Busby has recently become famous for filing several lawsuits against P. Diddy, also for going to war with Jay-Z after accusing him of being one of Diddy's accomplices. Now, he's the lawyer representing Gabriella in this lawsuit against Shannon Sharp. I'm not gonna lie, I found this rather suspicious, and I will explain why in a bit. Busby has been making several public statements calling out Sharp and his lawyer. He released this recording of a conversation between Shannon and Gabriella, in which Sharp is heard saying some statements that don't make his situation look any better.
Anything I say, you're just gonna like get mad at, and you're just gonna hang up on me, so I feel like...
I'm not gonna hang up on you. Here's what it is.
What does that even mean?
I'm not saying yeah, but you wanna be an asshole.
I don't want to be. Don't manipulate me.
I don't know, have mercy. If you said that one more time, I'm going to choke the out of you when I see you. Thank you.
Well, I don't want to be choked.
Yes, you do. I don't think you have a choice in the matter.
After this recording was released, Shannon Sharp decided to release a bunch of their text messages trying to clarify his statements. Unfortunately, this only made him look way worse, as the conversations he was having in these messages seemed to help Gabriella's arguments more than it did his own. Now, these accusations are severely affecting Shannon Sharp's media career. It's being rumored that he might have already lost his $100 million deal. Also, he stepped down from his Disney-operated ESPN job. A few days back, Sharp announced that he was stepping down from his position, hoping to be able to return when the season started, claiming that he will use this time off the show to prove his innocence. He wrote in a statement, "My statement is found here, and this is the truth. The relationship in question was 100% consensual. At this juncture, I am electing to step aside temporarily from my ESPN duties. We'll be devoting this time to my family and responding and dealing with these false and disruptive allegations sent against me. I plan to return to ESPN at the start of the NFL preseason. I sincerely appreciate the overwhelming and ongoing support I have received from my family, fans, friends, and colleagues." Now, many people are pointing out the fact that Gabriella must have some serious proof against Sharp, as why else would she turn down a $10 million settlement? The fact that Sharp is willing to pay $10 million also speaks volumes. It indicates that he could very well be guilty of doing something wrong to her, as why else offer any money, especially $10 million at that? Since this lawsuit started picking up steam, another woman has come out and made allegations against Sharp. She claimed that she was also an ex of Sharp and had dealt with similar behavior from him in the past, bringing up a lawsuit she filed against him years back. On top of this, past situations with other exes have started to come back in the headlines, with it being reported that he was arrested back in 1995 and 2004 for a similar kind of physical abuse towards women. Now, things are looking extremely dicey for the NFL legend. One moment to the next, he went from being on top of the world about to sign the deal of his life, to his entire career hanging on by a thread, being at the mercy of being found innocent of these accusations, or losing his entire career. While the world seems to be pointing their fingers at Shannon, something about all of this just seems so suspicious. I find the timing of all of this to be rather strange. Right when Sharp was about to cross over to the next level, this lawsuit is dropped on him, making him go through this career-ending battle. The fact that this woman used Busby out of every lawyer who can defend her also seems suspicious. Recently, Busby has gotten tons of bad press after Jay-Z seemed to outsmart him and paint him as a clown in the courtroom. For some reason, Jay-Z was able to handle Busby, a top Texas attorney who once took on the OU Giants and won, and made him look like a fool. This to me never made sense, as I thought Busby, while still being a lawyer, could honestly have been trying to bring Jay-Z to justice. All the public statements he was making about standing up to Jay because he was a Marine had me truly believing in him, only to go out bad with the lawsuit being dismissed and Jay-Z even suing him. Like I said before, I feel like Jay-Z played extremely dirty, especially after it was revealed he sent people to the Jane Doe's home to get her to make a statement claiming that Jay-Z was never involved. They then used that statement to get the lawsuit thrown out. I still think Jay-Z is guilty of terrible crimes, but after seeing how this situation turned out, I started looking at Busby strangely. I feel that he might have been compromised by the very people he claims he's trying to bring down. Now, I know that the only way Shannon got to the level he's at is by playing the industry games. He, like every other industry puppet, has to take the industry oath, especially after he was working with ESPN, which is owned by the Masonic giants Disney. This is the true reason his media career went from 0 to 100 real quick. In fact, Sharp has been showing us his Masonic ties for years now. Right on his show, Shannon has been doing Masonic hand gestures almost every episode. Time after time, we can see him doing this Masonic hand gesture, showing his alliance. On top of this, he has put on a goat head mask several times, showing his alliance to Baphomet. I know that people think that this refers to the goat as the greatest of all time, but this is honestly a reference to Baphomet. This is why so many celebrities use the goat. This is obvious goat worship, the same thing we can see from many occultists, showing that they themselves are the Baphomet or the goat. This isn't surprising, as Sharp wouldn't have made it to the level he's at, being offered hundreds of millions of dollars if he didn't take the oath. For those who don't know, in many circumstances, the Masonic Order makes rising degree Masons participate in humiliation rituals. Just like fraternities, the Freemasons haze their members when they rise in degrees. Shannon was set to sign a massive contract and go through a life-changing situation, but had to go through this humiliation ritual first. This is why he purposely went live when he was hooking up with a woman. All of this is likely orchestrated. I think the fact that the woman didn't take the $10 million proves all of this is nonsense. The woman could have walked away with $10 million. She would have been set for life, but for whatever reason, she turned it down. That makes zero sense to me. Why risk getting less money from the judge, or worse, losing the lawsuit entirely? It just doesn't add up. Now also, the information that's coming out about Gabriella makes her claim sound sketch. Gabriella is an OF model who sells videos of herself online. She isn't an innocent woman who was forced into this. She was obviously in it for the money from the beginning. And she willingly dated Shannon Sharp, and their relationship did seem consensual. That's why I believe she would have just taken the $10 million and walked away. Instead, she's going to lose purposely because this was all the play all along. Embarrass Sharp in this humiliation ritual, letting everyone know he's doing embarrassing things with a teenager. But it would all be proven that it was consensual and he would be vindicated. Now, if I'm wrong and this isn't a humiliation ritual, Sharp deserves to go through this. Shannon is pushing 60 years old. He's out here chasing 19-year-olds, women that are barely of age and who are doing OF. This man should be married with a wife closer to his age and living an appropriate life for a man of his age. Instead, he's out here chasing girls that are barely of age. This goes to show Hollywood's obsession with young girls. These celebrities get caught time after time again doing the same thing. Recently, Bad Baby, the Catch Me Outside girl, exposed Chief Keef for allegedly hooking up with her when she was 15 or 16, and Chief Keef was in his mid-20s.
Oh, you used to date Sosa. What was that like? I'm asking because he's from Chicago.
I wouldn't call it, we wasn't like me and Levine. Like, I just used to go over there and hang out, get hang out. I'm a real ass. Like, you know what it is. I remember one time he was like, I got an A, bitch, but I still call you over here. And I was like, oh, you been having every bitch? I was like, sick. No, I'm not saying that. I took it personal because I was young. So I was like, oh, you the bitch.
So you just be swapping them out.
These celebrities all show this behavior. This is normal in Hollywood. Many celebrities get caught with young girls, just like Shannon Sharp. Honestly, this looks like a humiliation ritual. Watch Sharp beat this case and end up bigger than ever, being rewarded by the Masonic system he serves. I want to know what you guys think below. Is this a humiliation ritual, a money grab, or is Sharp really guilty like she claims? Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.